Lukti Plus leader defends Paris opening ceremony. Bemoans lack of visibility, acceptance, public profile for community. By Simon Kent on July 28, 2024. The leader of France's Lukti Plus community has defended the Paris Olympics opening ceremony from critics who attacked its mocking tableau of the Last Supper and the host of drag queens on center stage, lamenting his community is largely ignored and lacks acceptance. Inter-LGBT President James Leperlier claimed France still has significant strides to make in inclusivity and the chance to highlight his community was important to elevate it into the international consciousness, AP reports. We know in the LGBTQ community in France we are far from what the ceremony showed. There's much progress to do in society regarding transgender people. It's terrible that to legally change their identity they are forced to be on trial, Leperlier said, even as others recoiled from what they saw. He further claimed the gay community is not visible in other official ceremonies and has difficulty being heard. If you saw the opening ceremony last night you'd think it was like that normally, but it's not. France tried to show what it should be and not what it is, he said. As Breitbart News reported, there were plenty of critics of the Olympics opening ceremonies which were applauded as the gayest ever. As Parisian Olympics officials featured in Lukti Plus parody of The Last Supper along with a woke fashion show featuring gender-bending fashions and transgender models. Others pointed to a strongly suggested bisexual threesome. And a scantily clad, bearded drag queen doing a provocative dance. As inappropriate for something that has traditionally celebrated sports and those who take part. Some Catholic groups and French bishops condemned what they saw as scenes of derision and mockery of Christianity in the parade choreographed by theater director Thomas Joly. Joly afterward tried to deflect attention away from the Last Supper references, saying that hadn't been his intention. La Philippe, the recent winner of Drag Race France, expressed positive surprise and pride at the ceremony's scale and representation, responded to the criticism of the scenes by dismissing critics. It feels like the words of somebody who didn't get on the guest list. We could all be laughing together. It's sad to me, honestly. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.